This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
8 minutes after six on this Wednesday morning, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
During this holiday season, Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield would like to extend their heartfelt appreciation to all of their loyal customers and friends. You are what makes Taylor Tire and Auto a success. Have a very Merry Christmas and a healthy and prosperous New Year. Taylor Tire and Auto will be closed from Christmas through New Year's Day to spend time with family during this special holiday season. Wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Wednesday morning. The overnight crude oil market, 59 cents higher at 89.20. The Brent crude, 82 cents higher at 109.62. The February gold contract, 40 cents lower at $1,659.10. The U.S. dollar index, 0.061 lower at 79.581. On the Chicago Board of Trade Tuesday, March wheat ended at 7.93¾, up 1¾. May wheat ended at 8.03½, up 1½. July wheat ended at 8.10¼, up 1½. March corn on Tuesday ended at 7.04¼, up 2¼. May corn ended at 7.06¾, up 2. July corn ended at 7.03¾, up 1¾. January soybeans on Tuesday ended at 14.39¾, up 9. March beans ended at 14.35¾, up 6½. May beans ended at 14.26¾, up 8. January soybean meal Tuesday ended at 4.34.80, up a dime. March meal ended at 4.32.60, up 12. May meal ended at 4.24.60, up 18. January soybean oil Tuesday ended at 48.94, up 23. March oil ended at 49.35, up 23. May oil ended at 49.84, up 24. March oats on Tuesday ended at 3.65, up a quarter. And May oats ended at 3.72½, up a quarter. Livestock prices on the Chicago Board of Trade from Tuesday. February hogs ended at 87.55, up 65. April hogs ended at 91.65, up 2. And May hogs ended at 98.90, up 2. December cattle on Tuesday ended at 129.17, down a dime. February cattle ended at 133.22, down 35. April cattle ended at 136.82, down a half dollar. January feeder cattle on Tuesday ended at 151.50, down 65. March feeders, 154.27, down a half dollar. April feeders, 155.97, down 57. Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Tuesday for butter, 149¾, down 4. For block cheese, 174 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 165½ unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Monday, $18.57. And here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $6.93. For January, $7.05. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $6.85. And for January, $6.97. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $14.46. For January, $14.46. and wheat delivered to Scottville for December $7.50. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield $6.93, corn at Scottville $6.85, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $14.46, and wheat at Scottville is $7.50. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's coming up on 6:14. Color radar in the Weather Center showing a band of snow. It may or may not be reaching the ground at this point. Pretty much east of a line from Lincoln to Edwardsville and moving to the northeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
The wintertime is a great time to think about your lawn and ornamentals for the spring. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications, as well as herbicide, insecticide, and fertilizer treatments for your ornamentals. For a free estimate, call Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS at 1-800-962-7331 and ask for Tim Rothy, Turf Specialist for M&M Service Company.
Cloudy skies, windy today, up to an inch of snow possible, high temperatures in the low 30s. We will have northwest winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, low temperatures in the upper teens, and for tomorrow Thursday, partly cloudy skies, the high in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy to cloudy skies, a slight chance of snow on Friday night. Low temperatures in the low 20s, highs in the mid-30s. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 18 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, cloudy skies, and we have a temperature of 30 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
You already know you can buy, sell, trade, even locate and give away on the WSMI Trading Post.
But did you know now you can also advertise yard work and house cleaning services?
The WSMI Trading Post. Buying, selling, trading.
And now advertising house cleaning and yard working services every Monday through Friday at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. In our farm news today, the Gillespie FFA alumni recently organized a chapter, and with a report, we join Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI, celebrating the holidays last Friday with the Gillespie FFA alumni. The alumni chapter officially forming this year. Sam Miller is a parent and the president of the Gillespie FFA alumni. Sam, I guess first, why be involved with the FFA in Gillespie?
Well, the ag, it's good for the community. It's good for the kids. My own daughter has shown tremendous improvement in her personality, in her life, in her school, through ag, through the friends she's met. And it's something that it needs to be here. It needs to be in a school. You hear so many schools that don't have an ag program or an FFA program and how they wish they had it. They wish they could start it. And it's just one thing we really need to work on to keep it here in the school.
Tell us about the project where we're going to be announcing a winner here just shortly.
The FFA alumni, we got together. We're in our infancy. We just started out. We're looking to raise some money for some scholarships, hopefully for the seniors that graduate, hopefully for some other projects along the way to help the FFA group. Right now, we've got a local farmer, Lyle Stucker, has donated a hog for us of that, so we're going to draw two prizes and give that away today.
So based on the success of this year, maybe this will be an annual tradition?
I believe so. Rick has expressed some interest in willing to donate a hog. We do have some other projects in line. We're hoping to have a breakfast later on. We do have a quilt donated to the alumni that we plan on raffling off here probably in the next 4 or 5 months, probably before the end of school. So that's what we're looking at now.
So you're inviting others in the community to join you in the alumni?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, anybody that's interested, you don't have to be FFA member, myself included. I was not when I was in high school. Anybody is willing to come out if you want to support the community, support the ag education here in Gillespie High School. You're welcome to come on out, contact me or contact Rick here at the school, and we'll be happy to get you taken care of.
Sam Miller, president of the Gillespie FFA alumni. Sam's daughter, Nicole, a proud member of the Gillespie FFA and the officer team. According to Nicole, they received a lot of support from the community and were able to sell lots of tickets for their holiday contest.
A little bit about how the members helped out.
Our alumni just got started this year, and to help it get going so we can have scholarships for our seniors. And the way the members helped out is we all sold tickets, and to me it's almost like a contest, who can sell the winning ticket. We need to see who wins. And hopefully this does a great thing for our organization, helps get new scholarships for our seniors who really deserve them.
That's Nicole Miller of the Gillespie FFA chapter. Fellow chapter member and member of the officer team, Stephanie Hardkey, also wanted to put out a thank you to the community for their support.
Oh, definitely. We've had a lot of people donate and also buy the tickets, and we'd like to thank everybody who bought a ticket, and to those who won, congratulations, and we hope to do it again next year.
Are you glad this semester's over?
I am more than happy that this semester is over. We just got done with exams today, and those are always lots of fun. And I think that next semester is going to be just as fun.
And you guys really were very active as a chapter and probably hope to keep up the pace in 2013?
Definitely. I think we've been doing pretty good so far this year. We've got horticulture and then ag mechanics coming up next semester. Those are always kind of our strong points, and I think we'll be doing okay.
Stephanie Hardkey, their chapter advisor, Rick Spencer. Rick talked about, again, the support and about forming the Gillespie FFA alumni.
It's been a great community as far as support for FFA, and I'm glad we finally got our alumni going. You know, 20-some years ago when I started teaching here, I tried to get alumni going, and students, past students would come in and say, hey, whatever you need, I'll be there, I can help you out, and I appreciate that. But we finally got an organized alumni going here to help benefit the kids, and that's the main reason we do it. We want to have scholarships available and for the kids to be able to go to leadership conferences and that. But we do congratulate the winners, Diana Harzi and Nikki Zenner, for having their names pulled, and they each get a half a hog.
$1,220 raised. What a great start.
That is a great start. And like Sam said earlier, we want to start small, and we'll get there someday. But we want to offer some scholarships maybe this year for kids. And we have two or three seniors that will be qualifying for those. And then we may have a breakfast or some type of supper later on as a benefit to help collect some more money.
It's Rick Spencer, advisor of the Gillespie FFA. Anyone who would like more details about becoming involved with the Gillespie FFA alumni, you can contact Sam Miller, president of the Alumni Association, or Rick Spencer at the high school. And the Gillespie FFA wishes everyone a very happy holiday season. And again, thanks for your support. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. As Congress grapples with the fiscal cliff, a new farm bill needs to be addressed. If no new farm bill or farm bill extension is passed, farm programs will revert to 1949 law. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Ron Kind says failure to pass a farm bill is a dereliction of duty by Congress.
I've never seen greater dereliction of duty and responsibility coming out of Washington than right now. We've known for a long time that we had to reauthorize a new five-year farm bill. It's not done yet. We're running out of time this year. If something isn't done, even on a short-term basis, we will revert literally back to 1949 farm programs come January 1st, which will have devastating consequences because agriculture today is a lot different than it was in the mid-20th century.
And according to Congressman Kind, no new farm bill would especially affect the dairy industry.
This is going to especially be acute when it comes to dairy prices and milk prices throughout our country, because the federal buy-up program will mean going back to a $40 per hundredweight buy-up program, which could lead to $8 to $9 a gallon milk on the grocery shelf. And I can't imagine many families buying milk at that price. And the real danger is that once they start switching over to some other beverage, it may be hard to get them back into drinking milk or purchasing dairy products in the future. So we're playing with fire and we're running out of time, and there's no excuse.
Since any bill from the House would have to go to a House-Senate conference, Congressman Kind believes that the House leadership should have brought a new five-year farm bill to the floor for debate with amendments and a vote. During this holiday season, there will be a lot of entertaining. Pork Checkoff Director of Information Tracy Rodemeyer says resources are available to inspire and help during this important time.
We teamed up with some of the top food bloggers out there, and these are people who have a great social media following, and where our consumers really look to these people for food inspiration and ideas and recipes. So we teamed up with them, and they created some really delicious and quick and easy pork recipes for us for the holiday season. And so they've created some great videos for us, again, recipes and tips that we're really using to get some buzz and create some excitement this holiday season with pork.
Pork loin is so versatile, Ms. Rodemeyer says, that it is a perfect fit for the holidays.
One of my favorite recipes from one of the food bloggers is a pork loin BLT slider. So it features a thinly sliced pork loin and topped with some bacon. It's a win-win for everybody. And another one of our bloggers created a pork chops with maple gravy and apple bacon hash recipe. And those flavors are just delicious. They're perfect for the holiday. There's cinnamon and just a couple examples there of how any cut from the pork loin works really well in the entertaining situation.
Ms. Rodemeyer encourages consumers to be inspired for the holidays by going to the Pork Checkoff website.
We have a lot of great tools for holiday entertaining, everything from videos and recipes and tips on porkbeinspired.com, so be sure to check it out.
And for more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to www.pork.org. The latest monthly export totals for pork show that record large volumes of over 218,000 metric tons. According to Chris Novak, Chief Executive Officer of the National Pork Board, those figures came at a critical time for producers. From the United States Meat Export Federation, Joe Sheely reports.
The latest monthly export results for U.S. pork were record large, and with pork production at a very high level and producers facing extremely high operating costs, Novak says this record performance could not have come at a better time.
The blessing of our international marketing efforts together with USMEF and the Pork Checkoff have been, we're getting what we need from the international marketplace at a critical time. With the drought that our producers have faced this year, record high feed prices again, and yet we're seeing international markets respond to the value of our current pork supplies. I look at the efforts our pork producers have made over the years to ensure that we are providing the quality that our international customers want, that we are addressing needs and concerns that we're hearing from international customers. Our producers have done a good job through the Pork Quality Assurance Plus program to provide our international customers with what they expect from a quality and safety standpoint. And I think at the end of the day, the quality of U.S. pork, the leanness of U.S. pork is one of those things that keeps our international buyers coming back.
Novak also discusses an upcoming conference in which key pork industry leaders will discuss additional ways that the positive aspects of U.S. pork production can be highlighted for international customers.
One of the things I'm excited about in 2013 is a meeting that we'll have in Denver in January to focus on the sustainability of U.S. pork and what that means to our international customers. We know that good environmental quality is important to U.S. consumers. Animal welfare, safety, affordability are all important to U.S. consumers. We think some of those same attributes can be important part of our marketing strategy to our international customers.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, this is Joe Sheely.
And from the Cattle on Feed report released last week by the Department of Agriculture, cattle and calves on feed for slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.3 million head on December the 1st of this year. The inventory was 6% below December the 1st of 2011. Placement in feedlots during November totaled 1.92 million head, about 6% below 2011. Marketings of fed cattle during November totaled 1.76 million head, about 1% below 2011. And other disappearance totaled 88,000 head during November, 9% below 2011. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Envirofoam of America.